Welcome to Writer's Cast, a podcast about books and authors. I'm David Wilk, your host, and today I'm interviewing Andy Silverman, the author of Mama Knows Breast, A Beginner's Guide to Breastfeeding. Hi, Andy. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, this may be one of the books on my, you know, on my list of books that I've read that is kind of something I can't do myself. It's not a how-to that applies to me, but I've been through child raising and had a couple of kids that breastfed, this book definitely reminded me of some of the experiences that we had. How old are your kids?
They're now 3 and 4, so I'm well beyond the breastfeeding stage, but I remember it so vividly. And, you know, you kind of joked in the introduction that it's not something you could have done yourself, but I actually, in the book, disagree with that, because I think that, of course, only women can lactate, only the person who's had the baby is going to breastfeed the baby, but it is something that can be done as a family activity, as a couple's activity. And, you know, it's not something that's exclusively just the domain of the mom alone. Dads can get involved in so many other ways that support breastfeeding moms.
Well, that's absolutely true. And breastfeeding moms need a lot of support, I think, which seems, you know, in a lot of ways, it's why you've done the book.
Absolutely. I think, you know, for me, I had one of those proverbial light bulb moments that many writers and inventors and, you know, entrepreneurs talk about, where you have this almost this flash where you think, oh, my God, I know what I need to do. And for me, it was that moment where I realized that there wasn't a book out there like the one that I wanted to read and like the one that I set out to write. There are so many breastfeeding books on the market, and they're all fantastic. But at the time when I started writing this in 2004, the books that were there were very medical. They were really dense. They're great sort of references if you have a specific problem and you want to go look that problem up. But they're not the sort of books that you would just kind of pick up leisurely, casually, while you're towards the end of your pregnancy or when you've just had a baby and you're looking for sort of the down and dirty tips, tricks of the trade, and moral support. So that was, you know, my light bulb moment that this book isn't there. I want to read it. If I want to read it, other people must want to too.
Right, which is probably, I think, the impetus for all great inventions. Is that, you know, you have an idea that of something that really appeals to you, and if you're lucky, it appeals to a lot of other people.
Right.
But did you, what prompted you in your own, I guess maybe in the pregnancy stage, did you have to make a conscious decision to breastfeed, or did you know this is something I really want to do, how did you come to breastfeeding?
I think for me, I always knew that I would breastfeed. My mom breastfed both me and my brother in 1969 and 1972, which at the time was pretty radical. Breastfeeding rates in this country were incredibly low then. So, you know, to me, sort of the notion that she had done this, that she knew that this was the right thing to do for babies, was always kind of there in the back of my head. And when I was pregnant, I took a breastfeeding class. It was sort of just a few-hour seminar, and my husband actually came along. And I learned a lot of the sort of medical reasons of why it's really the preferred method for nourishing a newborn and an infant and even a young, you know, toddler. But I guess, you know, for me, the reason I wrote the book was that while breastfeeding was something that I knew that I wanted to do and I was fortunate it worked very well for me, I also found that it wasn't easy. And I didn't have a lot of problems. You know, the biggest problem I had was maybe engorgement, which is when, you know, if the baby hasn't had enough to drink lately or you've gone a long time between feedings, your breasts feel very full and it's very uncomfortable. But in the scheme of problems that you can encounter with breastfeeding, that wasn't that big a deal, and I was able to fix it pretty easily. But a lot of people run into some real challenges, you know, medical challenges or physical challenges, or they just need help. And I remember thinking, God, if things are going well for me, but I'm still kind of emotional about this, and confused and I feel like I need direction, then other moms must be in that same place.
So, and what's the response been since the book came out? And, you know, you have your website, which I think is really cool. You know, what do you hear from people?
The response has been so overwhelmingly positive. I think it's really gratifying to see that the book touches a nerve for a lot of people, and I mean that in a good way. They say, God, you know, wow, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for making this feel fun. And that was also one of the objectives of the book, is I wanted it to be lighthearted. So, you know, I'm not a terribly funny person, but I can be a little bit sarcastic sometimes. So I tried to channel that into a little bit of lighthearted tone. And the publisher, Quirk Books, did an amazing job with picking their illustrator. And this woman, Cindy Liu, she really hit the nail on the head. Her illustrations they're cool, they're fun, they're very sort of Vogue, and yet not threatening. And the colors that the publisher used and the layout and the paper and the material and all of this sort of goes to the heart of, you know, what does a book look and feel like at the end? The experience is a nice one.
Yeah, no, I think clearly that publisher definitely got your approach, which is to you know, to go in a direction that is more friendly and welcoming than you see so many pregnancy and child raising books that are just, you know, manuals.
Yeah, and they're also, or like they're hippie crunchy, and so that can turn some people off. And this tried to appeal to a really broad spectrum of people. And sort of the approach that I took in the book, I think, has helped as well to readers. I try to basically say, whatever you do, everything's going to be okay. You know, you have to educate yourself, figure out why you want to breastfeed and the health benefits to you and your baby, which are really well documented, and then you do the best you can. And we're fortunate, and I say this all the time, we're fortunate that we live in a developed country where safe formula feeding is an option, because we have the ability to sterilize bottles. We have clean water. But that's not the case in developing countries, where formula really can spell death
right. For
babies. So, you know, the tone of the book and the message, which is, you know, do what works best for you, for your baby, for your family, wouldn't work in other countries.
Right. No, I think for you, for your audience, your approach is very non-judgmental and kind of open. You know, this is you go through what is that you go through the pros and the cons,
mm-hmm.
and you know you're pretty open to helping people do what they want to do. But if they want to breastfeed, you're giving them a lot of help for doing that.
Right, and that was, you know, obviously that was the intent of the book, because I do want more people to have that experience and for their babies to get, you know, the breast milk, because it has antibodies, it has all the nutrients, everything that babies and young children need, you know, and it's sort of the gold standard.
I guess that sort of comes to one of the really always interesting points about breastfeeding is, you know, how long should you breastfeed? Is there an optimal amount of time? I think I know what your answer is, but I'd like to hear it.
There is no right or wrong answer, but I can tell you what the guidelines are. So the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends exclusive breastfeeding for the first 6 months. That means no formula, no water, no cow's milk, no juice, no food. So just breast milk for 6 months. And then after that, in addition to solids, breastfeeding up to, you know, hopefully a year. And then beyond that, as long as a mom would like. The World Health Organization actually recommends breastfeeding for 2 years. So, you know, this is a formal recognition that this is really what's best for kids. But I think, you know, you see moms choosing to wean at various different stages along the way. And, you know, again, that comes down to what works best for each family.
Well, and I think you do have a section on how to wean. I think for a lot of people that kind of is the you know, the big issue. Once, you know, breastfeeding is clearly something that for a lot of women and a lot of children is really enjoyable as well as healthy.
Well, right. There is absolutely the emotional bonding part of that. And it's also really easy. I mean, it's certainly a lot easier if you're going out for the day than remembering to pack bottles and pack formula and bring milk. You know, just sort of case in point, I was sitting in a supermarket parking lot the other day, and I saw this family, you know, mom, a dad, about a five-year-old, and then a baby, you know, a newborn, get out of the car, and I could see the baby screaming. You know, I couldn't hear it, but I could see it. And then I saw, you know, the mom fumbling with the formula on the top of the car, and then they go to the trunk, and they're trying to get the bottled water out, and then they don't have any, and then they're going into the supermarket, and everybody looks just bewildered and beside themselves. But the worst part was that the baby was hungry.
Right.
You know, so there is a certain ease that comes with breastfeeding. But, you know, to get back to your original question about weaning, I think, you know, there's definitely an emotional component to it, and, you know, there's been a lot of questions about what is the optimal age for weaning, and some anthropologists have actually studied it and said, you know, if we didn't sort of have all the social constructs that we have, kids might breastfeed, you know, until they were 4 or 5. It's not not necessarily something that's the domain of newborns.
Well, no, actually, my sister did that. And
wow.
There was a lot of social pressure on her, but she breastfed really a long time, at least with her two of her three kids.
That's, you know, great.
And I don't know whether whether you could look at those kids and say, you know, it had a, you know, it made them better adjusted human beings, but it's certainly, they are. And so,
yeah, I mean, there's so many different theories of parenting, and, you know, one term that you hear a lot if you're in this sort of arena is attachment parenting, which sort of takes the approach that your kids become confident people by feeling a sense of security, and that comes from ultimately their bond with their parents.
So wait, how long did you breastfeed your children?
I breastfed our older son till he was about 11 months old, at which point I got pregnant, and it just didn't feel right for me to be, it physically it hurt,
yeah,
to breastfeed and be pregnant at the same time. There was no medical reason to wean, and I know that now, but what's interesting is at the time when I found out I was pregnant, we had just moved, and I was going to a new obstetrician, and I was in his office, and our 11-month-old is crying, so what do I do? I open my shirt and I start to breastfeed him in front of a doctor who delivers babies. And he got so uncomfortable, and he said to me, you know, you're going to have to stop that. Like, you're going to have to wean. And I, at the time, I just, you know, I said yes, of course, because I knew that that was what I was going to do anyway. But now that I look back on it, he didn't have to take that position, because there are a lot of people who nurse through pregnancy. So that was me with the first child. And then with the second one, I weaned at about 13 months. And it just, you know, it just felt right at that time, too.
Right. And so how long did it take you to do the weaning?
The weaning is not something you can do cold turkey, and I think that's a misperception that a lot of people have. And so I, you know, talk about that in a little bit in the weaning section of the book, which is, it's a process. You can't stop overnight. You have to sort of, you know, to get into some of the nitty-gritty, you basically cut out one feeding at a time over the course of maybe a week, or, you know, at a minimum some days, and, you know, you kind of wean slowly, literally wean yourself and wean the baby.
Right. So in a way, you're weaning yourself as much as you're weaning the baby.
You are. You're weaning your body from producing milk. Right. And, you know, there are a lot of hormonal changes that go on in women when they're lactating and then, you know, stopping lactation. So, yeah, you're it's a big change for the mom, too.
Well, it's so interesting. I think, you know, obviously there are a million different things you could talk about. But if you were to sum up your book in one paragraph, say, what is this book about? What would you say?
I touched on this a little bit before, but I think that this book is about making breastfeeding accessible, fun, and non-threatening for new moms. And part of that comes from giving moms information that they know. The book really sets out in really easy-to-read format what some of the best things about breastfeeding are, what some of the maybe minor challenges are that you might encounter, and then it gives moms information that they need to know so that they can make an informed decision about how they want to feed their newborns. And then once they're reading the book is about giving them moral support and a feeling when they're sitting up in the dark at 3 in the morning feeding their baby that they're not alone, because it is very easy to feel alone when you have a newborn, and it can be, you're tired, you don't sleep for more than a few hours at a time, and you can feel like you're in this just strange alternate universe. And if a mom can feel like there are other people out there who are going through the same thing, it's much better, and it's better for everybody in the family.
Well, I think that actually you hit on a really good point, and I think that's that's a terrific message. I really appreciate your spending some time talking to me.
My pleasure.
This is it's a really fun book, even for a dad.
Oh, great.
And I like your website, but it's a terrific book, and
thank you
for talking. This is David Welk for Writer's Cast, and this has been an interview with Andy Silverman, author of Mama Knows Breast, A Beginner's Guide to Breastfeeding, which is available in stores, and she also has a website called MamaKnowsBreast.com.
And Amazon and Barnes & Noble online.
Absolutely. Thanks, Andy.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye.